With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Police say four law enforcement officers serving a warrant for a felon wanted for possessing a firearm were killed. Others were wounded in a shootout at a Charlotte, North Carolina home. Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Johnny Jennings said the officers were first shot at as they approached the house Monday afternoon. He says they fired at a suspect in the front yard, and after the man fell, more shots were fired at them from inside the house. A suspect was found dead. A woman and a 17-year-old were taken from the home. Former President Trump meets privately with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The Trump-DeSantis rivalry during the GOP presidential primary featured name-calling and insults. But the two men are trying to patch things up, and it started with a three-hour meeting over the weekend. According to people familiar with the discussion, the former president and Florida governor are working on plans for joint fundraising efforts in the general election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Scottish National Party leader quits, triggering a search for a successor and a new first minister.
This is a big moment in both Scottish and British politics. The question now is whether Hamza Youssef's resignation will stop or hasten the recent decline of the pro-independent Scottish National Party. The SNP has utterly dominated Scottish politics for nearly 20 years, but polling suggests it is in retreat in the wake of the resignation of Mr. Youssef's predecessor, Nicola Sturgeon, a police investigation into party funding, and closer scrutiny of its record in office.
Youssef's approval took a nosedive after he implemented a hate speech law. The government immediately received thousands of calls reporting Youssef for hate speech after he earlier stated that there were too many white people in Scotland. This is SRN News. Well, the question is, who is smoking marijuana in America? SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
A lot of people, apparently. A new Gallup poll indicates that about 10% of the U.S. population now uses marijuana on a regular basis. 20% do so at least once a month. Lower-income people are much more likely to use than those who are wealthy. States have been busy legalizing pot in recent years over the warnings of clergymen, pro-family advocates, and addiction experts. They all argue that legalization will only lead to greater usage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee's GOP-controlled legislature has passed a bill penalizing adults who help minors receive sex change operations without parental consent. The legislation mirrors the language in an abortion trafficking measure that lawmakers approved recently. The bill would bar adults from helping young girls obtain abortions without permission from their parents or guardians. Violations include helping the person travel to another state to do so. This is SRN News. There's another beautiful picture of part of the universe.
NASA's Webb Space Telescope has revealed the sharpest images yet of a portion of a horse-shaped nebula. The Horsehead Nebula is located in the Orion constellation and is 1,300 light-years away. Webb's new glamour shots released Monday captured the Horsehead's mane in finer detail, illuminating its clouds of gas and dust. The nebula is a favorite target of space observatories, including the Hubble Space Telescope. Last year, the European Space Telescope Euclid took fresh photos of Horsehead. Keith Peters reporting.
Five Republican-led states are challenging the Biden administration's controversial overhaul of Title IX in court. Louisiana, Mississippi, Idaho, Montana, and Texas recently sued to block the new changes involving people claiming to be the opposite sex. They argue the new rules would effectively prohibit sex-separate facilities. More details at SRNNews.com.